Let's start with this $150 million figure. How desperate is the Canadian Football League to get its hands on this federal cake? Is this a matter of life and death for the CFL?
I think it's a matter of whether their business continues operating during COVID or whether they will suspend operate. It could reach the point where either the league or some of its teams may even suspend operations. And then once there is a vaccine and once health officials, allow fans back in stadiums, then they can get back up and running again. And that's not alarmist. I think that's realistic based on how things are. I just heard you guys on with Brian Burke. Hockey relies on gate revenue. And baseball, we have read that around 40% of its business is tied to gate revenue and concessions and merch and the rest. The CFL, the bulk of it is. And look, their league revenues for each team, a team like Saskatchewan, because they're a publicly owned team, so their numbers are public and we know what their figures are. If you study their balance sheet, the money they get from the league, which is shared sponsorship but mainly television, is shy of $5 million a year. Their ticket revenues were over $17 million in 2018. So that gives you a sense of just how significant, bringing people into stadiums are in terms of the heartbeat of the economics of the Canadian Football League.
In the article you wrote on Sportsnet.ca, you mentioned how this $150 million government grant will not be paid back, but the only thing given back to the federal government is some kind of community service and charitable, time back to sponsored programs. Why would the league not be able to repay that money if it does get them by during this tough time?
This is just to keep them barely above water. That would be just to tread water, the $150 million. Understands the league office, understand it's nine teams, understand that Montreal already as is hemorrhaging money. So too is Toronto. Ottawa probably lost money last year. Hamilton did around break even, maybe just a little bit more. And BC is fully in the red here. So already you have franchises that are not on stable ground financially. But for Randy Ambrosi, the commissioner, to come out and say, we are going to repay the federal government, is very disingenuous. Now, the commissioner has said, look, it's going to be in kind. It's going to be in community initiatives. It's going to be in anti-bullying programs. It's going to be stuff in stadium. It's going to be using our personnel to do, for instance, tourism videos and the rest. But the CFL is just financially incapable of writing a check. And even if it was going to be spread over a period of time, and I guess to their credit, they're acknowledging that from the jump, but it's just wrong to say that it's going to be paid back. I think what we're learning in all this, guys, is that, and I'm not making light or anything of this, but one thing that we've learned is that COVID really makes an impact on people with pre-existing conditions. I think businesses with pre-existing conditions are also feeling the effects of this pandemic and this crisis too.
Well, and Arash, we know that the United States is an absolute mess right now, with the number of cases, and some presume that there are actually 4 to 5 times more cases than have been confirmed, just because testing is lagging so badly. Very sadly, the number of American deaths of COVID-19 has just surpassed the number of American deaths suffered in the Vietnam War. So, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. The border ain't going to open anytime soon. It can't open anytime soon. I would imagine that if there is to be any kind of season this year, the CFL is going to have to make some kind of request for exemption on that front.
Well, even before we get to that, Scotty, look, province of Quebec has come out and said no public gatherings of you know, concerts, sporting events until September 1st. City of Calgary has done the same. Not sure what the province of Ontario may do or may not do, but three of the teams in the league, a third of the league, are in this province. And beyond that, when are health officials going to allow 100 plus people to be in close proximity to one another at a training camp? I mean, you're talking about 70, 80 players and coaches and staff and trainers in a locker room on a field. There's no physical distancing in football. This is not a contact sport. This is a collision sport. So when may the green light even be given for these teams to gather and practice? So in addition to the border, in addition to stadiums being closed, what about just, look, we're not supposed to go visit our families. We're not supposed to gather in groups of, what, more than five? You're supposed to wear a mask. You're supposed to be 2 meters apart. That ain't football. And so I'm not even sure when there would be a green light given from health authorities to go ahead with bringing people together in Canada.
With Arash Madani, a last one for you. If I am a diehard CFL fan, as I sit here right now, and we work off of the presumption that the 2020 season at best is severely compromised and at worst, and perhaps more likely, canceled altogether, am I worried about the future of my league? A, that it still exists, or B, that it comes back looking and feeling very, very different than what I'm used to?
Yeah, I think the latter is true, and I think that's the case for a lot of businesses right now. Look, who knows what the restaurant industry is going to look like? Who knows what the bar industry is going to look like? Who knows what any of the industries where our disposable time and income, what that's going to look like moving forward? Now, look, there's a real chance here that if the CFL doesn't get this $150 million, that they would have to suspend operations. That's a legitimate possibility. And we have no idea when the vaccine is going to be, you know, available, readily available, publicly available, and widespread. You know, in a best-case scenario, maybe the league returns next season. Look, there's a scenario where it may not even until 2022. But I have the way the league has asked for the money, Scotty, they have said, look, we need basically $30 million now and $120 million if we cease operations. And the more people I speak with around the league with different organizations and have connections to it, they have they're becoming more and more skeptical that the 2020 CFL season is going to take place in any kind of form.